from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
So good. So good.
Vancouver Forward text line. Deal is in. So you're trying to tell me there's a vast conspiracy orchestrated by his wife, stepson, that may include the GM bro and the baseball bro that he argued with over the steroids? Yes, I think that is true. Sure. I definitely think we're onto something. And yes, it does make perfect sense. Seth Everett, by the way. I mean, you think about the enemies that Rob has made over the years. I would assume that the GM bro and Seth Everett absolutely high up in this vast conspiracy. And when they do the eventual documentary on Rob's death, there will be those that are like, I can't believe Rob didn't see that coming. It's like, how many times can Rob go down there and catch a mysterious disease before he starts thinking something nefarious is going on? Let me also add in this one. Where else did Isaac Rop almost die, famously?
Well, it was the tater tot, but what? But where was that? I don't remember.
Golf at a club? Restaurant.
Oh.
Who was there with him?
I don't know.
His wife.
Who
tried to Heimlich him, but could not get the tater tot out.
Air quotes, could not.
Could not.
Or Reed also wasn't trying hard enough.
Just saying. He mysteriously has a tot. It gets stuck. His wife is like, oh, don't worry, I'll get the tater tot out. She fails. And it had to be a friend who obviously wasn't in on the plot. He stepped up at the last minute and he rescues Rob. I'm just saying, there's a lot of there's a common denominator in all these near-death experiences for Isaac Rob. And it's his wife, who I find to be quite lovely, but also at this
for
point,
now,
I think we have to believe has some sort of sinister motive that may or may not include the GM bro and Seth Everett.
Both can be true.
Diabolic if they're involving the stepson in the whole thing.
Big time.
Holy hell. I saw Joe Burrow was making some news today, and we kind of forget about Joe Burrow.
Because he was injured and bad last year.
Well, he's always injured.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like Burrow came out and basically said, someone asked him about his goal for the year. And this is that weird time where all the OTAs, all the mandatory mini camps are done, right? We're still a ways off from actual training camp started. So if you're going to like have some downtime, now is the time. So someone got a hold of Joe Burrow and they were talking to him, and he said a couple things. One, he said that his goal for the year is to just stay on the field, which is a valid point. When Joe Burrow is healthy, Joe Burrow is as good as anyone in the NFL, maybe even including someone named Patrick Mahomes. I mean, people kind of forget that the person to take down Pat Mahomes in the playoffs was Joe Burrow.
People wanted to call Arrowhead Burrowhead.
Yeah. But Burrow even said, he goes, look, I'm going to remind people of who I am. Because, you know, when you're not around, people forget about you. And I think there's some real truth to that. Because when you think about, you know, teams that we're talking about next year, right? You're talking about San Francisco. You're talking about Kansas City. People throwing out Baltimore a lot. Are we forgetting that when Joe Burrow was healthy, and by the way, he wasn't healthy for these entire seasons, but in 2021, they went 10-7, right? And Burrow was dinged up in that, but got healthy. And all they did was, oh, I don't know, beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC title game in overtime, 27-24, and then went to the Super Bowl where Joe Burrow damn near won that.
Despite being like the most sacked quarterback in the NFL and scrambling around for his life, almost won the Super Bowl.
Single-handedly almost tried to push that over the Rams. They lost 23-20. And then they come back the next year, and they go 12-4. They beat the Ravens in the wild card. They beat the Bills in the divisional game. By the way, they kicked the crap out of the Bills, 27-10. And then they lost in the AFC Championship game to that damn Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs, 23-20. When Joe Burrow is healthy, Cincinnati is as good as anyone in the NFL. And by the way, last year without Joe Burrow, who missed the vast majority of the year, and remember, they had to go to the great Jake Browning, they still went 9-8 and near had a chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah, they almost did.
So I thought it was interesting that Joe Burrow today is kind of coming out and being like, hey, you remember me? You remember this team in Cincinnati? And when you look ahead to all the different teams that people are talking about, it does feel like the one that people are talking about the least is the Cincinnati Bengals.
I think it's people are waiting for the show me factor. Show me you're going to be out there. Show me I can rely on you being out there. And then you'll start seeing those picks, those predictions, those odds. But I think there were some people after 2021 that thought, this team is destined to be one of those Super Bowl teams, and some people have picked in their favor. They've seen it go against them, and they're like, I don't know. I'm going to need to see Burrow out there a little bit more before I put my stock behind that again. But yeah, you're right. When the pieces are there, as good a shot as anybody.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm assuming that from playing in a Super Bowl to 12-4 and on the doorsteps of playing for a Super Bowl, and then last year, I mean, you can't judge it because, again, he didn't play. He was hurt. He only played in he played in 10 games. That was when he was coming off. Remember, he was dealing with that weird calf injury. So he was even healthy while he was playing. And they still went 9-8. So I think if you're Burrow, you look at it and, you know, you had the 1 year where you played 10 games and you had the massive injury. And you come back, you play 16-16. And then last year, you played 10 again. So you've kind of had these two weird bookend years. And it kind of feels like this is a big year for Joe Burrow. Of all the people that have pressure from Philadelphia and Jalen Hurts and Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, I certainly think that Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills has some of this because, you know, Allen took some heat last year for what kind of the Bills went through. And this year they got rid of all his receivers. They're basically started from scratch. No Stephon Diggs, no Gabe Davis. So a lot of people aren't necessarily buying into what Buffalo's got going on. I would make the argument that I think this is as big a year for Joe Burrow as it is for anyone in the NFL because Burrow has a chance to really plant his flag and be like, yeah, you remember me? We were saying I was the second best quarterback in the NFL. Or if Burrow gets hurt again and can't finish this thing off, does it fall further into, hey man, you're great, but
show me when.
Yep. Like I can't trust you. Cause when you are talking about quarterbacks, I don't think that Burrow's name gets brought up. I think like people talk about Justin Herbert more than they do Joe Burrow.
He's playing more, I guess.
And I guess, but you can't argue with Burrow's results in the
head to head, Burrow's the better quarterback.
Yeah, in the 2 years that Burrow has been healthy, he's played in the Super Bowl and he's been on the doorsteps of a Super Bowl. So I just thought it was interesting that he's kind of coming out, and I wonder if we're going to get chip on the shoulder Joe Burrow. Because when you were reading through some of those quotes today, you could definitely tell. Like the whole, I have to remind people. I mean, he knows that being away, that means, like, hey, people forget about you. But he dropped the old, I'm going to remind some people. I think this might be a little Joe Burrow revenge tour. And their offense, you know, they
still got weapons.
Across the board.
Big time.
This is going to be a really, really good Cincinnati team. I'm kind of thinking about laying a sawbuck down on Cincinnati to get the FU revenge tour.
And that's just the thing is, I think you'd be more concerned if he was like, we'll see what happens. I think you want your guy to feel like this, to think like this. And whether or not athletes should have to create little chips on their shoulder to give themselves more motivation, the fact he hasn't been out there doing it. He hasn't been leading them to the playoffs recently or through playoff runs recently. And I bet he wants to do it just so that he can hear everyone else stop talking to S about him.
Yeah. There is something to the chip on the shoulder. Like, Burrow has it. As much as I really like Justin Herbert, and I wasn't a Herbert guy with him coming out of Oregon. I famously thought that he always underwhelmed me when he was at Oregon. I never thought that he lived up to his potential. And I always thought there was a bunch of excuses made for him. And, you know, it's the system he plays in. He doesn't have great weapons. I just thought there was a lot of excuses made for him at times disappearing and being underwhelming. And he has been much better than I ever would have given him credit for in the NFL, because I think Herbert is an absolute stud. Although, you can make the same argument that he hasn't really done much in the NFL, and yet people continue to make excuses for him.
For sure.
At some point, you got to put up. And I think under Jim Harbaugh now, it's a big year for Herbert as well. But he has exceeded those expectations. And as much as I love Herbert, the one thing that I would say about Herbert, and I think you could say this about Oregon, there's a quiet confidence, and he certainly has grown into his skin. But you know when a guy has it. And Joe Burrow has it.
Sure. And we saw that going all the way back to that LSU championship run. I mean, sure, he was loaded. Sure, he had guys around him. But he had an attitude and a vibe and a come with me because I'm going to take you there kind of thing about him going on.
And you want that. Well, at times in other positions, that can be a bit of an eye roll.
For sure.
Like, there's times that, I mean, God, you hear guys talk and you're just like, please stop. You know, corners, receivers have this.
Feed me the rock, we're going to win the game. Like, yeah, it's not that easy, bud.
Yeah, I want the ball 90 times a game, right? Shedeur Sanders, I think, tries to have this, and I think when Shedeur Sanders does it, I think he looks like a jackass, right?
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous. But then there's other guys that just have a presence about them. They have a presence, a confidence, a swagger, and that's the thing that really like makes an NFL quarterback. It takes you from being good to great. Mahomes has this in spades. He does it a little different way because it can be a little goofy in the voice and all that.
Yeah.
But make no mistake about it, that guy has an unwavering belief when he steps out on the field, and it's pretty freaking special when you watch him. And Joe Burrow has it. Outside of Mahomes, I don't know if there's another quarterback in the league that I look at and say that if I have a big moment, the guy who I know isn't going to shrink in it, the guy who I want to have the ball, it's Joe freaking Burrow.
That's a good question. I have to think about all the other quarterbacks, but if there's anybody else who I'd pick in that moment, healthy, available, ready to go, more than those two guys.
No,
it's a tough sell.
When I'm looking at my two best quarterbacks in the league, It's Mahomes and Burrow. Now, if you want to say that Burrow isn't healthy enough, I totally get that.
But when available?
When available. To me, there isn't even a debate. And you can let me know what you think on the Vancouver Ford text line. We'll talk about it when we come back. But I really think there is a pretty clear line of demarcation in me with my 1 and 2. Because no one can question Mahomes. Can't. He's clearly 1. And I put Burrow 2. What say you? Talk about it next. Here, though, Buck with Sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Another NFL quarterback, Joe Burrow, making some headlines today. We also had a plan for the NFL to go to 18 games and give everyone 2 bye weeks, which is intriguing because the NFL one day will go to 18 games. The 2 bye weeks thing is kind of weird because how do you pace them out? And Danny and Dusty were talking about it. There's some schedule conflicts, and what do you do with the Super Bowl? The idea of the Super Bowl being bumped out to President's Day weekend so you'd get the Monday off is always intriguing to people.
That to me should be the primary goal, is that you make Super Bowl Sunday still on Sunday, but a holiday for people the following day.
Yeah. it's kind of weird in that the sports calendar doesn't necessarily line up the best, but every time you try to move, it comes in conflict with something else. It's like the NBA All-Star game and those college football playoffs. I just think those things are harder than people give them credit for. Like whenever you talk about scheduling and whatnot, it always seems like, oh, why can't you figure this out? I'm like, have you ever seen what it takes to put together a schedule for a professional sports team? There's a lot of crap that goes into that. And then you're dealing with sponsors and you're dealing with TV and what do you want to go up against? And, you know, it's tough. And how many times have we seen that where you're like, why do you want to compete with the NFL? Because if your whole goal is to never compete with the NFL, then it's almost an impossibility. There's not a day goes by now where the NFL doesn't have a presence. Like the NBA tried to make Christmas Day their thing, and the NFL was like, nah, we'll take that.
And for a while it was, oh, the Christmas triple header. I could hear Marv Albert in my head, and NFL's like, no, we'll take that too.
Yeah. We're getting this saying, I'm a biased Bills fan, but I'll go with Allen over Burr every time. Yes, he's 0-3 against Mahomes in the postseason, but his defense has given up 38 points in those games. We all remember, yes, them bailing him out of 17 seconds. That is true. Josh Allen should have a win over Patrick Mahomes. That wasn't Josh Allen's fault.
Yep.
And he went with, I will take his ability to run, which is a valid point.
When you brought up the prompt, the first quarterback that I thought of who I might consider as being just as clutch or the guy that I want in those moments when healthy, the third on my list after those two guys would have probably been Josh Allen.
Yeah, he's a Burrow, and then another guy says Burrow's the number two. Higgins and Chase prop him up. Keep telling yourself that. The thing about that Josh Allen, again, I'm a believer that the game is won in the postseason from the pocket. And Joe Burrow in the pocket to me is better than Josh Allen.
Big time.
The thing that I stopped from Lamar Jackson, because to me there's only four elite quarterbacks in the NFL. There's just four. And that is Patrick Mahomes, who is unto himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost not even fair for me to say that there is an elite tier.
No, like, because he's in a tier, and then you can get into other elite players who are not in his elite tier.
Yeah, I guess you just call it the Patrick Mahomes tier, right?
Like, that's it. It's him and it's nobody else.
Yeah.
Because no one else can do what he does as consistently as he does.
No.
And no one else has for a while.
And he's done it without, you know, you took away Tyreek Hill, didn't matter.
Yep.
You gave him a battle line, didn't matter. You gave him a spotty run game, doesn't matter. You know, his defense helped him out. But he's just different. The last two Super Bowls that they've won have not been great Kansas City teams. There's not. They're not this like unstoppable juggernaut, and yet they find ways to win. So he's different. So Mahomes is different. So after that, I'll say that there's three elite quarterbacks, and I'll listen to arguments about where you want to place those three. But the argument is Joe Burrow, it's Josh Allen, and it's Lamar Jackson. And to me, I guess there's a little bit of that clutch factor. The downside of Joe Burrow is in 4 years, he's been hurt twice. But you could say that about Lamar Jackson, too. What was the knock on Lamar Jackson where no one wanted to give him a bunch of money is you didn't feel that you could count on him. Well, but I always said at the same time, then why can you say you can count on Joe Burrow? Because you didn't say that about him when you sure say it now.
Yeah.
That he played 4 years and two of those he hasn't finished. He's played 9 or 10 games in two of the 4 years. So that's why I said it's a big year for Joe Burrow. But Lamar Jackson last year, Lamar Jackson had his best statistical year. But what happened when you got into the playoffs? It wasn't a Josh Allen situation where the team came up short. Lamar Jackson came up short. They should have won that game last year in the playoffs. And some of that was,
yeah,
the Zay Flowers fumble and all that. But
a lot of it had to do with inept offensive play calling.
Lamar Jackson was not great.
He wasn't good, but the play calls didn't give him any favors.
No, like their inability to run the ball was baffling. But
they didn't try.
It just seems weird that like you turn it over to your two-time MVP and we're criticizing you because you can't run the ball. You would hope if Lamar is really your second best quarterback in the league, I would expect even with them not running the ball, I want more out of Lamar Jackson. But give Lamar credit. He had his best year last year, and Lamar Jackson is freaking great. He does not get the credit he deserves.
And he's a guy who, frankly, has not had a ton of weapons around to prop him up. He's had a good running game,
yes,
but he hasn't had a bunch of receivers. I mean, I guess he's always pretty much had a good tight end,
yes,
but he hasn't had the embarrassment of riches that Mahomes once had that Burrow has now.
Yeah. And so, like I said, I'm open to those arguments. So to me, the elite tier is Lamar, Burrow, and Josh Allen. And then after that, I think there's a significant drop-off. I really do. And after that, you want to go with the Justin Herberts, you want to go with the Matthew Staffords, Jalen Hurts, who else? Like, if you want to say like CJ Stroud after 1 year,
sure. I mean, Goff had his name thrown around middle of last season.
Yes. And those are all good, solid quarterbacks, but I don't think any of those guys are elite. I think you have four elite quarterbacks in the NFL. And it'll be interesting to see after this year, because Mahomes isn't going anywhere, obviously. But I think it's some big, giant years, because Lamar, for all the regular season victories, I think the postseason for Lamar Jackson is a big shining, like, what the hell, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to do something. Like, you're not, you know, you're not like a young whippersnapper anymore.
Well,
you're
and a lot of those.
You're a two-time MVP.
And a lot of those performances weren't like the one we talked about, Josh Allen, where it lost it in 17 seconds. It was, went out and you thought, what happened there? A couple times in playoff losses for him.
And then let's take Josh Allen. And that Allen, who, the idea that your best opportunity to get over the hump was the 17 seconds game and you let it slip away. And if you look at Buffalo, they've gotten worse.
Yes.
Unlike like,
and they're now going to be paying him a ton of money.
There's been a regression for that team. And there's even some talk of, if it doesn't end up in an AFC title game sort of situation, does Sean McDermott get fired? And you're starting over from an offensive skilled position standpoint, and that you lost your two biggest weapons. So is this a year that we could see Josh Allen get his coach fired and have a what the hell are we doing in Buffalo moment? And then we mentioned Joe Burrow, who, when healthy the last 2 years, that's a Super Bowl team and the doorsteps of a Super Bowl team. They bring everyone back. This is a loaded team. And now you're inserting, fingers crossed, a healthy Joe Burrow. For the elite quarterbacks, oh, and by the way, the truly elite quarterback is going for something that no quarterback has ever done, which is a three-peat in the Super Bowl. You could make the argument that outside of Aaron Rodgers, those three other, quote, elite quarterbacks are facing more pressure than any other players in the NFL.
I buy that.
Like, it is a huge, huge sort of transformation year for those guys and how we view them. As opposed to the rest, because when you look at like the Herberts, and you look at Dak, you look at Stafford, you look at Hurts, I'm not certain that anyone's saying that those are kind of make it or break it years, but it feels that way a little bit about some of these elite guys.
Well, I was going to ask you, based on the four that you said being in that elite tier, in the next group of guys, who do you think with a great season this year could crack into that Herbert. Elite year? You think it's Herbert?
I think we have been waiting for Justin Herbert. Like, we talk about Herbert like he's elite because he looks like a Ferrari, right? He's
physically, he is elite.
It is. And it's getting better, right? It was, last year was his most efficient year, but he's had dog-esque coaching, right? The receivers have been chipped up, but he came on the scene gangbusters, and we talk about Herbert like he's one of those guys, but he is not.
Mm-hmm.
But you get Harbaugh now. And
all he does is win.
And there's huge expectations on the Chargers. If Herbert has a 12-win season and Herbert wins a playoff game or two, and let's say Burrow gets hurt again. Let's say that the Buffalo Bills have a giant regression.
Or they go 6-11 or something.
Yeah, and I don't know if it'll be that bad. But,
sure.
You know,
but below 500
below,
or something.
You know, 9-8, something like that. And they miss the playoffs. And Allen doesn't look good with the receivers. You're gonna have the conversation of, has Herbert replaced those guys in that elite tier? So he's the next one up. I don't think Dak ever gets there.
Me neither.
Stafford's probably too old. I think Stafford already got his he already got his bona fides.
And he's on the back nine of all that now. Like, even when he won the Super Bowl, you talked about being a clutch pocket passer. He could do that. Yeah. And when he went and did that in LA for that Super Bowl team, it was aces. He's a little bit past that now.
Stafford has we know what he is. Stafford will always be a really, really, really good quarterback that eventually got his ring and will get in the Hall of Fame. But he's not going to be viewed as one of those guys. Rodgers is too old. Hurts is an interesting one because...
Yeah, I that's interesting to me too.
Because Hurts was borderline MVP, should have won a Super Bowl, played well enough. His defense completely S'd the bed. He loses to, you know, the quarterback god there and Pat Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, Hurts played nicked up and the Eagles looked like crap.
Yep.
You know, they were dodgy for the first 9 or 10 games when they were winning by the hair of their chinny chin chin, and then the season completely fell apart. I mean, an unmitigated disaster.
Wheels came off, you had coaching questions, now you lose the anchor of your offensive line, so...
So this is an interesting year for Hurts. I'm not certain that with a good year he can... enter that conversation, but he's got a lot on the line. And then you look at the young guys, and that would be the CJ Strouds. Mm-hmm. That would be the Trevor Lawrences. And dare I say, Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Jordan Love, the last 8 games of the season, including the playoffs, was as good as any quarterback in the NFL.
Probably should have beat the Niners too.
Yes. Minus he had the one bad play at the end where it kind of came apart. And, you know, and hey, give San Francisco credit. There's another one. If you want to talk about someone that could really do something, is Brock Purdy.
You just got, like, both he and Stroud, totally different players. They just need to show you for a longer period of time.
And I'm not certain, again, that I just think there's so much draft bias with Brock.
Yeah.
I think Brock Purdy could win an MVP, and I still, like, let's say the Niners win 13 games. He's the MVP of the league, because remember, for a good hunk of the year last year,
He was the favorite.
I think he could do that, and we would still get the people that would be like, no, he's a product. They just...
Product of the system.
He will suffer the draft day bias thing until he does... Until he starts putting multiple Super Bowl wins together.
Or plays for a team that's not run in Kyle Shanahan's offense.
Yes. Brock Purdy will suffer for that. So I think that's kind of where I view my quarterbacks, where they're at going into next year. But it's the most interesting position in sports. And looking ahead to the NFL season, I think there's some really, really intriguing storylines. Number one on my list, Joe Burrow. I'm expecting a Joe Burrow's FU revenge tour, and I think it's going to be really, really fun.
The YouTube line pointing out to us that if you like him that much, plus 900 for the MVP.
I love it. I might take a little flyer on that. Plus 900. A
little sprinkle there?
I like a little sprinkle there, because, I think you're going to get a pissed off, healthy Joe Burrow. And if that's the case, look out.
Yep.
We come back I got a couple different things. We can go with the Mariners, or I do have a weird tennis thing that I want to bring up. That I haven't gotten to, that's been rolling around my head. So I might talk a little Wimbledon. Nothing that's happening on the court necessarily, but just a Wimbledon question in general when we come back. And then into Club 1080, where I've got haunted doll news for sale. A lot of stuff going on today. Primetime here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.